Good afternoon and welcome to Homeschool Roundtable on Family Life. I'm news anchor Sarah Harnish, and today we're going to talk about the winter doldrums. It is February, and people are really, really looking forward to summer break and having a little breather with the curriculum, and their kids are itching to get outside, but it's so cold outside, nobody wants to be outside, and you just get to a place as a mama or as a daddy where you want to throw the towel in, and you're worn, and you're weary, and you realize you're only about halfway through your curriculum. So I have with me today a veteran homeschool mom. Her name is Deborah Wallace. Hello there, Deborah.
Hi, Sarah.
Just such an honor to have you for a few minutes today. You have got six children, and you run the third largest co-op in the city of Rochester. It's called Grace Collaborative. There's 170 families in it, and your job is to hook homeschoolers up with activities that allow people to just kind of stay sane while we're getting through the winter months. And some people, it's not even necessarily just that it's winter. It's just that you're just tired. You might be week 18, 20 in school. Maybe you're still on week 12 in school. You know what you've got to get through, and you're getting a little worn down. What are your top tips to stay sane when you're only halfway through the school year?
Well, I think one of the things that happens with homeschool families is you're just with your kids a lot. And so anything that you can do to kind of create margin where you get a little bit of time maybe with them, but they're doing something else is really helpful. So looking at classes, activities, things that are open, things where there is mask wearing and social distancing, even churches that might be open with childcare or karate classes, you know, anything like that that's still happening. But then also you can still go outside even though it's cold and you may not want to. So you can bundle the kids up and get in the car, even go for a drive somewhere beautiful. You know, there are a lot of different ways that you can kind of break it up and get a little bit of breathing room.
Yeah, and even some weird things like this Friday, I am taking my children to a museum and they limited it to 12 people. So they've got them each at different tables. And my kids are dissecting a sheep brain because we're studying biology right now, right? My boys are like, why, mom, why?
It's a good opportunity to think outside the box and think about things maybe you've wanted to do in the past but couldn't because your schedule is too busy.
Can you give some advice for new homeschoolers? Maybe the feelings they're feeling right now, they have never felt before. And they're wondering, why? Why do I not want to be in the room with my children right now? Like, where are these emotions coming from?
I think the number one reason that happens is because people are trying to recreate the school environment at home. And it's worth asking yourself the question, what is education? And it's not always what you think it is. So it's not always recreating that classroom environment in your house. Kids can learn in a lot of different ways. And creating a rich environment for them to learn in and giving them the tools to learn is more important than cramming a bunch of information into their heads.
Can you speak to that emotional side? Is it normal to feel exhausted?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it is. And I think it's important to build breaks into your week so you're not with your kids 100% of the time, because that's not really ever normal. Even if you're in a great marriage and you love your husband, you still kind of need a break. And I think it's normal and healthy to have a break from your children. And whatever way you can do that, that's kind of within the bounds that we're facing right now. You know, there are creative ways that you can kind of do that. You know, go to a sledding hill and let the kids go sled for a while you sit in the car and drink a coffee. Or find a karate studio that's open and, you know, drop them off once a week. It's really important to have those kind of built-in breaks from kids to kind of give you the stamina that you need to get through the year.
What are some things that you do to protect your emotional health?
My kids do swim lessons. My kids do karate. My son is taking piano lessons. Things where I'm not in charge all the time, because that's when I face burnout, is when I'm not getting any breaks.
How can people get plugged in if they're in a rural area?
That's tough because you have to get more creative. You might need to be more willing to drive, or you might need to do some of your own networking. It's great to look and see what's already available. And then if there's still an opening, like a gap that's not being met, seeing if you can create something to fill that need or drive.
I'm chuckling over here because I know the backstory with you, Deborah. You created this Grace Collaborative, and in 2 years, it already has 170 families in it, which is pretty incredible that you created a space where people could feel welcome. And it was a hole. It was something that was missing. What can you give for encouragement to the homeschool mom or dad that feels stuck?
I would say reach out to your community. Even if you're in a rural area, there are statewide homeschool networks, Facebook, that kind of thing that you can plug into and talk it out. See what other parents do, get more ideas from them, say, this is how I'm feeling, this is the challenge I'm facing. The homeschool community in New York as a whole is huge. There are so many homeschoolers. You know, I know the Family Life Network is gigantic, but here in Rochester, we have a thriving homeschool community there are so many resources here. And I think what happens a lot of times is people just aren't aware of what's out there already. Connect with other homeschool parents. It's like church. You have to be connected, and then you'll see all of the people that are doing what you're doing, having the same struggles you're having. Find other people and make sure that you really make some lasting friendships that will carry you through the difficult times. I think homeschooling is something that you shouldn't do alone. It's just too easy to get burnout, and you really need that community of people to walk beside you while you're doing it.